This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, we're going to have a series of pitches for our Patreon previews for the next few episodes. This week's is about Japanese Spider-Man. As many of you know, Japanese Spider-Man was a show made in Japan in the 70s, produced by Toei.
So we have a pitch for a show made on Disney Plus. This could be a 6-episode miniseries with a low budget.
So in this version, Spider-Man is not Peter Parker, but rather Takuya Yamashiro, and he gets his spider powers from Garia in order to fight the Iron Cross army. He has things like the spider protector, he's got the spider bracelet, the spider net, and a spacecraft from Garia called the Marveler. We want all that in this. And here's the other thing, guys. It could be funded from Disney America, but we would like it to be written and produced by Disney Japan in Japanese. All 6 episodes fully or near fully in Japanese, subtitled, Japanese actors, shot in Tokyo, the full 9, everything.
If kids are watching subtitled anime, we don't think this will be a problem.
And then the last episode or so, they would introduce the big robot, Leopardon.
The Japanese Spider-Man would also be tied into the MCU, and we'll talk about how he'll be tied into the universe in the full episode on the Patreon.
So this was our first pitch, and we have 4 more.
Big thanks to our research assistant, Dan, for gathering the visuals for this.
You can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like the additional Amazing Spider-Man 2 concept art.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
If we get $500 a month, I will be donning the Nick Cage suit with those ready tighties.
You can also check out the Newverse creative Batman 89 Shadows, an adaptation of the comic series by Sam Hamm and Joan Quinones that has been adapted and narrated by yours truly, in the links below. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphorosis Magazine.
And please check out www.metalforce.ninja. This is a Kickstarter film that has been funded, and thanks to everyone. Thank you guys so much. If you're interested in the project, just please check us out, and we have a campaign video there as well. It's sort of a proof of concept video, and there's a clip on the screen right now. So again, please check out www.metalforce.ninja.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.